Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev. Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country as BB and Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre callers from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from. And to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours, welcome back. National Talk Black, have your say and yarn up strong, you mob. All right, jump straight in it. Now, Youth Koori Court launched in Dubbo to support young Indigenous offenders. We're going to catch up a yarn there with James Clifford, Acting Principal Solicitor for Children's Criminal Law Practice. On the line, James, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, very well. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a very important space, and I think it's a fantastic opportunity. The word that comes to mind is prevention, preventing our mob, our young ones, from going into custody. So we're talking about a Koori Court here, a new program launched in Dubbo to support young Indigenous offenders. So tell us your input and tell us what the plan is, please.
Yeah, so, you know, ALS is really excited that they're opening a Youth Koori Court at Dubbo. We've already got one in New South Wales at Parramatta and Surry Hills, and it's a really positive step that it's going out to Dubbo. Mm. But look, you said prevention. I think prevention really needs to start much earlier. People only access the Youth Koori Court and circle sentencing and stuff like that when they've already entered a guilty plea to an offence. So we're really looking at, you know, that's people who are already in the system, and the legal system's not great at recognising those root causes of offending and addressing those causes. Mm. And then we see people sink into that quicksand of the system due to trauma, addiction, which are really health issues, not criminal issues that need rehabilitation or punishment. So we want to see investment in resources that reflect our values and investment earlier in the process before we're getting to courts and prisons. We want to see mental health services, drug and alcohol, housing, youth centres, stuff like that, to really prevent people needing a Koori Court.
Okay, and so is this process run by elders, or is it a committee as such, board of directors? How's it working?
Yeah, so the actual Koori Court process itself basically has elders sitting with magistrates in every sitting of the Koori Court and basically having that input on the decision-making, given the context of where the young people are coming from, speaking to them directly and making them accountable but also more understood. And the way those elders come to be involved is there's a community invitation, and then people can say, look, I'd like to step up. You don't have to be an elder. You can also be a respected person from the community.
Sure.
And then that decision's made from whatever community they're from. So different from Parramatta, different to Surry Hills, and then a different lot in Dubbo.
And when you look at it, we as First Nation people, nothing beats black on black. And to have our black people, especially elders or, you know, someone who's significant in the community, speaking there with the so-called judges or the courts in regard to the decision handout, I think it's a plus and a beautiful ingredient regarding, well, having our mob not be in custody.
Yeah, absolutely. And you see that young people are so much more responsive to those elders sitting. You know, they're like, who's on today? Is it Auntie Thelma? Is she going to be one talking to me? Because I want to make her know that I did this thing I said I'd do last time. You know, and that sense of pride that comes from that connection. Yeah, powerful stuff.
So is this up and running, or is it in the process to get up and started?
Yeah, so the funding that's recently been allocated is funding for it to be set up in Dubbo. So it sits already every week in Parramatta, every week in Surry Hills. And then the funding, the new funding, is to expand it out to Dubbo. They don't have an exact timeline yet confirmed by the New South Wales government, but we're looking forward to working with them to make sure it happens soon and is effective.
Well, if you look at this, it should be a national thing across this country. If that is the case, we're going to keep our numbers down with black people being in prison, so to speak. We need something like this to prevent that from happening and shed light on their future, so to speak. You know, they're just they're not bad people. They're just good people doing bad things.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's different models that exist in different jurisdictions, but we're really happy to see that in New South Wales, there's recently a BOSCA who does all our data and stuff came down and said, yes, this is reducing Indigenous young people in custody without increasing offending or anything like that. So it works, you know, and love to see something similar, you know, rolled out across the country.
Yeah, beautiful. A good conversation, James. Thank you very much for sharing. Big shout out to the mob there. Koori Court, fantastic. And we'll be in touch, my friend. You take care, James.
Brilliant. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there. James Clifford, his name is, Acting Principal Solicitor for Children's Criminal Law practice, and we're talking about the Youth Koori Court launched in Dubbo and to support young Indigenous offenders. And like I said, a fantastic program, and should be run across this country in regard to preventing our young ones being incarcerated and having the right decisions. Like I said, just good young people just making bad decisions, and we need to shed light on that and paint a picture of a promising future. Have you saying Yarnup Strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Yarnup with the ball you want. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live here from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy country. That's BBM Bumbarrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Big shout out Karanda Mob, Japakai, Willie Brim. Here's your daily track, Rocky Rocky World, Too Deadly.
Way up in Japan, I'm talking to their children to make them understand. I telling them my story, I singing them my song, I showing them my dance now. Me dancing don't take long. In this rocky, rockin', rockin' roll world, in this rocky, rockin', rockin' roll place, I got this feeling, it's falling in place. Let's go, bro. Through their oceans, I travel through their seas, I hear them voices calling me. Well, who can it be now? Them voices I know, they're calling me home now. Should I stay, should I go? In this rocky, rockin', rockin' roll world, in this rocky, rockin', rockin' roll place, I got this feeling, it's falling in place. Let's go, ha! Rocky, rockin', rockin' roll world, in this rocky, rockin', rockin' roll place, I got this feeling, it's falling in place. I travel through their country, way up in Japan, I'm talking to their children to make them understand. I telling them my story, I telling them my song, I showing them my dance now. Me dancing don't take long. In this rocky, rockin', rockin' roll world, in this rocky, rockin', rockin' roll place, I got this feeling, it's falling in place. Let's go, ha! Konnichiwa! Domo arigato! Ha, ha!
Folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
He sits and he dreams where his campfire gleams. An old man of driver renown. So sad and alone in his true native home, a king without subjects or crown. His fears are at rest, but the scars on his chest tell stories so brave without doubt. Now his fighting is all as he waits for the call to go on that last walk about. The skill of the chase, once the pride of his race, now fading from memory far. Like the wild kangaroo and the stately emu, too soon will be things of the past. There's a tale yet untold, both tragic and old, a tale far too long to describe. How a merciless man with weapons in hand once slaughtered the pick of his tribe.
So he gathered more braves from coastlands and caves and trailed them through mountains and snow. And fell, we are told, like the wolf on the fold, and humbled the pride of his foe. But the braves he once led are scattered and dead. They melted away like the dew. And his waddy and shield were left on the field the day his last battle was through. His woman's asleep where the supplejacks creep, or the limbs of the Banksia tree. Her funeral dirge was the sad endless edge of the waves of the cold restless sea. Then disturb not his dreams of bushlands and streams and deeds in the chase and the fray. They're an alien race without pity or grace, and trample the pride of Gennai.
Yeah, beautiful track there. Ken Bunnerol and Roger Knox here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarnup Strong. Give the Murray a call, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yarnup with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindinji Country as BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to the News, National News Radio Service. All right, with a heavy heart here, sad to announce the passing of Uncle Archie Roach. And a statement by Amos and Eben Roach on behalf of the Roach family: we are heartbroken to announce the passing of the Gundinyamara Kira Warong, Jabba Warong, the Bunjalan senior elder and songman and storyteller Archie Roach. Archie passed surrounded by his family and loved ones at Woorumbool Base Hospital after long illness, and they thank all the staff who cared for Archie over the past month. Archie wanted all of his family, his many fans, to know how much he loves you, for supporting him along the way. And they said they're so proud of everything their dad achieved in his remarkable life, and his music, and he wanted to us all play his music and think of his music and keep his legacy continuing. And he was a healer and a unifying force. His music brought people together. A private ceremony will follow, and they asked that the media please respect their family's privacy. Archie's son Amos and Eben Roach have given permission for Archie's name, image and music to be used so that his legacy will continue to inspire. So with that, love and thoughts are going out to the Roach family and Uncle Archie with us in spirit. And I want to play one of his most famous songs, Took the Children Away, Uncle Archie Roach.
This story's right, this story's true. I would not tell lies to you. Like the promise said, they did not keep. And how they fenced us in like sheep. Said to us, come take our hand. Set us up on mission and told us to read, to write and pray. Then they took the children away, took the children away, the children away. Snatched from their mother's breast, said this is for the best, took them away. Welcome and the Holy Spirit said you've got to understand. We'll give to them what you can't give. Teach them how to really live. Teach them how to live their self. Humiliated them instead. Taught them that and taught them this. And others taught them
children away. The children away. Breaking their mother's heart, tearing us all apart, took them away. One dark day, on Framlingham came and didn't give a damn. My mother cried, go get their dad. He came running, frightened me. Mother's tears were falling down. Dad shaped up and stood his ground. He said, you touch my kids and you fight me. Then they took the stronger family, took us away. They took us away. Snatched from our mother's breast, said this is for the best, took us away.
Yeah, beautiful track there. Took the children away. Uncle Archie Roach with us in spirit. Love and thoughts, prayers going out to the family. We lost Uncle Archie over the weekend, and with his family all with him and beside him at the Warrnambool Hospitals, at the base hospital there. So with us in spirit, that's one of his famous songs. He led led from the front in regarding his music and telling his story regarding the treatment of his family and his generation. His mob, his tribal people, as well as for all black people in this country. So we've got a big loss there. But his music will continue on through the likes of First Nation radio stations across this country. So there is Took the Children Away, Uncle Archie Roach. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong, you mob? Too deadly.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day. I
so much the things he sold, but what he felt inside and how he loved the Fender's range. The only thing he ever wanted, the reason that he painted for, was that everybody shared the dream. His land would never change. Of a change it did, and through the years they introduced some foreign plants. Familiar things are strange, while strangers play upon the lawn. And motherland has shed her tears for lives that never stood a chance. And Albert Namatjira cried as we all cried, the native born. So bow your head, oh people, lift and waddle tree. Australia's bush is losing its identity, while the cities and the parks that they have made look at a place, because the spirit's in the name. Look at a place, because the spirit's in the name. Do you remember Joseph Banks, who stood upon this sacred earth, and what he felt inside when he looked around and saw the land to whom we give our thanks? Our motherland has given birth to trees and plants and animals he'd never seen before. So bow your head, old eucalypt and wattle tree. Australia's bush is losing its identity, while the cities and the parks that they have made look out of place, because the spirit's in the man. Look out of place, because the spirit's in the man. But no one knows, no one hears the way we used to sing and dance, and how the gum tree stood and stretched to greet the golden morn. And motherland still sheds her tears for lives that never stood a chance. And Albert Namatjira cried as we all cried, the native born. We cried, the native born.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. That last song there, Uncle Archie Roach, coming from his album Creation and Native Born. And look, like I said, we just had the announcement of Uncle Archie Roach passing on over the weekend. So full name, Archibald William Roach, AM, was an Australian musician and Aboriginal activist. He was a singer, songwriter and guitarist. Also Gundamara and Bunjalan elder and campaigner for the rights of Indigenous Australians. And his wife was Arnie, was singer as well, Arnie Ruby Hunter. So they are joined together once more. And he also known for the song that Took the Children Away, which I played earlier, that featured on his debut solo album, Charcoal Lane, in 1990. He toured around the globe, headlining and opening shows for the Joan Armatrading, Bob Dylan, Billy Bragg, Tracy Chapman, Susan Vega and Patti Smith. His work has been recognised by numerous nominations and awards, including a Dudley Award for a lifetime contribution to healing the stolen generations in 2013. At the 2020 ARIO Music Awards on 25th of November, Uncle Archie Roach was inducted into the Hall of Fame. And like I said, he passed on 30 July at Warrumbull Base Hospital in Victoria. Rest in peace, Uncle, and we'll keep your music going strong. This is your daily program, National Talk Back. I'm going to catch up a yarn now very soon with Chrissy Durant, Wet Tropics, chairperson of Wet Tropics, and talk about the hat that she wears and the space she works in with Wet Tropics, and talk about employment for the tourist industry for all peoples.
Hey, what you doing, your mom? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Macaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First National Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrib Media, 19.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Give us a call, have you say, 1-800-422-416. Now, the other hat I wear is in the tourist industry here in Cairns. I'm the cultural and community officer for Experience Co, Dreamtime Dive and Snorkel, looking after our First Nation crew members and also liaise with the traditional owners. And I'm very excited to talk to Sister Chrissy Grant, Chair of Wet Tropics, and talk about their new training initiative for tour guides to boost the Wet Tropics tourism experience. On the line, Chrissy, good morning, Sister. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm well.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
I'm from Eastern Gugunyalanji, on the coastline, so we're Jalan clan, and my dad's from the Torres Strait, but I live in Yeppoon.
All right, beautiful. Thank you very much. So you're the chairperson of Wet Tropics. How long have you been in that role, Sister?
Coming up is to a year in September.
Okay.
I was a director on the board before that for a year.
Now, is it true to say you are the first female and black female at that to hold that position?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, too deadly. Thank you very much. And we're talking about the new training initiative for tour guides to boost the Wet Tropics tourism experience. So tell us about this fantastic space.
Oh, look, the Wet Tropics Management Authority is really excited about this. It actually ticks off a few boxes for us. But it's funding over 4 years from the Queensland Government, and this will revitalise the Wet Tropics Tour Guide Program to create a gold standard in guiding for the region. Mm. And we feel it's really important now as the tourism industry is starting to show signs of a strong recovery. So...
thanks to COVID-19. Yes, we've been swinging in the breeze there for a bit, haven't we?
That's right.
Mm.
And we'll be doing it in partnership, developing the program with DES and the Tourism Events Queensland.
Mm. And it's a great opportunity.
Anybody, you know, could apply.
Okay.
Open for Rainforest Aboriginal people who would be excellent at these tour guide roles.
Yes.
But they go through a training program and, you know, they come out quite qualified to be able to leave the visitor with plenty of knowledge around, you know, the natural and cultural values of the Wet Tropics.
And having this training, virtually you add it to your resume, you can carry this with you wherever you go on the globe, you could say.
Yes, you could. And, you know, sort of the Great Barrier Reef has already got a program up that does a similar thing, and, you know, a lot of their people are from overseas to start with.
Mm.
So they go back and, you know, sort of, can do the same sort of work as a tour guide in any tourism industry.
Yeah, and as like a First Nation woman, you're promoting it. Well, it's across the board, open for anybody, but to encourage our young black people to throw the iron in the fire and get trained up and set a new career pathway for themselves.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, sort of, you never know where these new pathways lead.
Well, exactly. And then you were talking about if First Nation people are being a tour guide, so to speak, on their own country, well, that's the best ingredient for success.
Oh, most definitely. And it is really part of our Wet Tropics sustainable tourism plan. You know, sort of, we have six goals there, and one of them was to create a new guide program, but it's also looking at respect for country and people and rainforest Aboriginal tourism aspirations. So, you know, it's an ideal situation for rainforest Aboriginal people to become a tour guide.
Yes. And talk about World Tropic, World Heritage is our promise to the future. That's the statement that WET Tropic Management Authority runs with. And it's about looking after country and respecting Mother Earth.
Yes. And no one better than to have, you know, sort of a traditional custodian to give you that information. And, you know, from my experience, the international tourists just love the one-on-one, love the local stories, to be able to connect with where they are, you know, in a nature-based environment and to understand a bit more about the culture.
Now, look, I don't care how advanced we get in education and in the university sense, nothing can beat 60,000 years of knowledge at the table in a conversation in regarding walking on country, sister.
Yeah, that's right. And I think, you know, it'll be a great opportunity, and we'd be really pleased to see, you know, some young and even some of the elders.
Sure, yes.
Come through and be trained as a tour guide.
Fantastic. So how do people apply, and what do they do to be a part of it?
We haven't got that far in developing.
Okay, Rodia, watch the space.
But that will be developed in collaboration with the Department of Environment and Science.
Okay.
And the Tourism and Events Queensland.
So people can just check on the WET Tropics webpage as such?
I'm sure there will be information on the WET Tropics website when we've got information to put up there. So this is a brand new announcement.
Okay.
And
do we have a date there, Chrissy?
Well, it's going to be launched in 2023.
Okay, right.
So that will give us 6 months to actually do the planning and the developing and the designing of the products that we need to have for the course to be undertaken by, you know, the trainers.
Well, coming close to 2023, you and I will be having this conversation again, my sister.
Okay.
Let's promote it. Yes,
it's
great.
Really great to see, you know, numbers of people interested in actually doing this.
Yeah, fantastic. Chrissy, thank you very much for sharing. Good yarn with you, my sister. We'll catch up at one of the tourism functions up and coming in the near future, but always good to yarn, and looking forward to seeing you in person, my sister.
Okay, for sure.
You take care, Chrissy. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Trevor. Bye.
A beautiful yarn there. That's Chrissy Drant, Chair of WET Tropics, and very excited about the new training initiative for tour guides to boost the WET Tropics tourism experience. So watch this space. It'll be kicking off in 2023. We are here in the middle of 2022 in July. So keep looking at the WET Tropics webpage as such. And for you mob who want to get a job in the tourist industry and get a, add more to your resume by becoming a tour guide as such, a great opportunity. So there it is, your mob. Have you saying yarn up strong here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, to Delhi Mob, welcome back to your Delhi program here, National Talk Black, and that's our Delhi track there, Voice, Treaty, Truth, which was the theme for NAIDOC in 2019. That was sung by the Spinifex Gum here on your Delhi program, National Talk Black. Make mention, we reached out to Yarrabah Seahawks and regarding the situation. Yarrabah Seahawks have been cancelled out from the CDRL by FNQRL, Far North Queensland Rugby League, and reached out to Sam Benny in regarding the situation. And big shout out to the families who've been communicating with me via text and Facebook and what have you to find out, shed some light on the situation. But Sam's happy to have a yarn with us later on throughout the week. They're just doing a response to the FNQRL, but looking at some of the stuff that come over the Facebook page. Yarrabah Seahawks committee members and volunteers met yesterday at Jalara Oval at 2 p.m. and the club belongs to the community. We encourage all community club members and community members to come along and have an input into the decision that will be made regarding the future of the remaining season. And a big shout out to the supporters that turned up there. Yarrabah Seahawks Football Club, the club's presidents, its members, coaches, players, both male and female, should be all commended for their appearance. Hopefully our positive response will defuse negative blatant reports that's been circulating lately. Lastly, thanks to the club for the feeds and wish all the best of luck for the hearing tomorrow. Fly, Guyula, fly. That's the statement there. So, yes, watching this space very closely. Yarrabah Seahawks, good morning to you all over there at Yarrabah. And, look, our hearts going out to you, Mob, regarding the Seahawks who are not operating at the moment. And we're going to get to the bottom of it and shed some light on the situation, Yarn, and with Sam Bunny as soon as we can. But, yeah, big shout-out. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, coming to an end here at the moment, but I'm going to catch up a yarn with young Jay Medenia. He's grade 10, doing work experience here with us at Bunbury Media, and he's with St. Andrews. And a very, very good morning to you, my friend. How are you, Jay?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm fantastic. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So what year are you doing?
I'm in grade 10 at St. Andrews.
Grade 10 at St. Andrews. And we say, who your mob were you from? Who's Jay and Mininya?
I'm Sri Lankan.
Sri Lankan?
Yes. Yeah. My family moved to Singapore 5 years or so before I was born. And then we lived there for another 5 years before moving here.
And Cairns is home for you.
Yes.
So grade 10, you're going to go right through grade 12?
Yeah.
And what do you want to do when you leave school? Do you know?
Something to do with film and drama or music.
Okay, yeah. Righty-o. Okay, well, this could be a snippet in regarding working with us here at Bumabibra Media, Indigenous radio station. At St. Andrews, grade 10, 2 more years. Mm-hmm. And what about family? You got brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have 2 older brothers. One of them is down in Winton working as a tour guide, and the other's in the Gold Coast doing architecture.
Okay. And so you're the baby one?
Yeah,
you're the spoiled one.
Oh, yeah.
Big shout out to Mum and Dad, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
They know you're doing work here, of course, with us at Bumabibra.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, good. You talked on radio before, my friend?
I've done a short Weather Kids program with Triple M several years ago.
Okay, all right. Well, you stepped up. Now you're with Bumabibra Media.
Yeah.
National Talk Black with Trendy Drev.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Good time. Good yarn with you. You're here for how long with us at Bumabibra?
Just until Friday.
Till Friday, so all week.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to make you work, brother.
Oh, good, good.
You're going to be sweat pouring off your forehead here very soon.
Nice, can't wait.
Can't wait. Good man, we'll be talking soon. All the best, Jay.
Yeah, you too.
To Delhi, beautiful young with young Jay and Medenia, and that's his name, grade 10 at St. Andrews, and Sri Lankan, brother. And he's going to go right through grade 12 and look at getting into film media, so fantastic. Touching base with us here at Bumabibra until Friday. Too deadly. Well, it's come the time where Trendy Trev signs off your mob from the program for today, National Talk Black. And look, big shout out to everybody out there. Thank you for tuning in. National Talk Black, 1 hour program. It is your program. Murray just steers the ship. That's all I do. National Talk Black, a voice for our people. And a big shout out to First Nation radio stations across this deadly country of ours, Deadly Black Network. And we yarn up strong and delivering all our beautiful music and our yarns. And a lot of stuff that we talk about are talked about on mainstream radio. So it's a powerful tool, a voice for our people. So do utilise it, Mob. Don't forget that number, 1-800-422-416. You can always text 24/7 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. All right, you mob, stay tuned, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll be on soon. News coming up very soon with National Digital Radio Service. Big shout out, news, too deadly.